T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump is still looking for a replacement for outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Who would be a good fit for that job? Let's check in with someone who knows Mr. Trump well. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci is with us here in the newsroom. Anthony, what kind of personality, what kind of mindset will a person need to succeed at that job?
Well, listen, I mean, the president, despite all the media hysteria, is a very predictable, very straight-up guy. He's going to want somebody that is very direct with him. He definitely doesn't like sycophants. I think that's a big misnomer about his personality. And frankly, I think he gets bored with sycophancy. And so I always tell people, over-flattering somebody, and the word sycophancy is like closer to the word selfishness and self-preservation. You're trying to protect your job as opposed to helping the person that you're subordinate to. And so he needs an honest broker. He needs somebody that's going to expand the access of the tent around him, because the president likes talking to a lot of people. The person should have a insecurity quotient of about zero. The last two chiefs of staffs had very high insecurity quotients. Insecurity typically on a job, and a job like that, makes people paranoid. It also gives them a proclivity for backstabbing and that sort of nonsense. And so a combination of zero insecurity, toughness, being able to push back the president gently, not overly aggressively, because he's the boss. He doesn't like people pushing him around, but you got to tell him the truth. And somebody that can get along with the Congress, and frankly, somebody that can help him ring fence the legal situation. He would be better suited with somebody that had a legal experience or legal mind. That would be the people, that would be the characteristics and the qualities of somebody that I'd be looking for.
Will this president listen to a chief of staff, or is he just going to do his own thing?
He's gonna do his own thing, but he needs partners. He needs somebody that he has confidence in, that there's certain lanes that are delegated to. You know, I think his chief of staff has got to go to him, whoever it is, he or she, and say, okay, listen, I'm going to ring fence this legal situation for you. I need you to dial back your thoughts on the Mueller investigation, and I need you to sort of get more focused on policy and more focused on projecting what we're going to be doing and what our narrative is going to be for 2020. And so, you know, let me as the chief of staff handle the legal situation with Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani, and just sort of like, you get out of the way here because you're too emotional about it.
Might the issues swirling around the president discourage someone from taking the job, saying, I don't want to be a part of this?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think so. I think it's the White House chief of staff. And so I think what ends up happening is, if the job's offered to the people, and my prediction is he'll offer it to somebody that's already there. I don't see him going outside of the campus of the White House or the cabinet to get somebody. My guess is he's going to pick somebody that knows him and knows the people and the players on the field. And so it'll be somebody that's already existing inside the White House. I think all those people know how to deal with them, and I think they'll be comfortable saying yes. I think he has an unlimited supply of people. If he wanted to go outside, I think there are 1,000 CEOs that would take that job. But be cautioned by the Rex Tillerson situation. You know, sometimes CEOs don't fit the mold in the position when they transition into politics.
You've seen that supposed short list that's going around. It's got everybody from Mark Meadows to Matthew Whitaker to Chris Christie, mm-hmm, supposedly on there. Yep. Any of those names sound realistic to you?
Well, I don't know Mr. Whitaker, but I do know Governor Christie very well, and I have a good relationship with Mark Meadows. I think those guys are great guys. They're team players. I think the governor is very organized. He's a good executor. I think he understands the president, and I think he'd be appropriately respectful. As it relates to Mark Meadows, he's been an unbelievable team player for the president. I heard yesterday that they were going to be leaving him in the Congress, and then I heard today that he's interviewing for the job. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but Mark would also be a good candidate.
Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, co-host of the Mooch and the Mrs. podcast. Thanks for talking with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
The Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.